Number 1.
Didn't you go to the concert last night?
Yes. It didn't live up to my expectations, though.
What does the woman say about the concert?
Number 2.
I don't think your photo is the right size for a driver's license.
To tell the truth, I had it taken for my student ID. Well, is there a place around here where I can get one taken quickly? What will the man probably do next?
Number 3.
Are you all right? You don't look well today.
Oh, I'm just tired. I've been burning the candle at both ends lately.
Why is the woman tired?
Number 4.
Look at all this work I have to do. How can I possibly finish my paper by Friday?
Calm down. I'll give you a hand with the work, okay?
What will the woman do?
Number 5.
Are you going to be long on the computer?
I haven't even managed to log on yet.
What does the woman imply?
Number 6.
You must be Samantha. I've heard so much about you.
And you must be Jim. It's great to meet you at last. My husband is always talking about you.
Speaking of Chris, where is he? I saw him about 5 minutes ago.
I think he's over there somewhere. I'll go and track him down.
What does the woman mean?
Number 7.
I just can't keep up with these new types of music. They all sound the same to me.
I know what you mean. I'm not particularly into that stuff myself. What does the man mean?
Number 8.
Oh, you bought a new refrigerator. Was the other one too small?
Actually, it had a leak, but I'm glad I chose a bigger one. What was the main problem with the man's old refrigerator?
Number 9.
I've heard of this book. What's it like?
Oh, pretty readable for a history book. Not too long or boring.
What does the woman think of the book?
Number 10.
Have you checked the course schedule? The department isn't offering the environmental studies class anymore.
What? What can be understood from the conversation?
Number 11.
Are you going to try out for the student chorus? The paper said auditions are next week.
Of course. I've been practicing.
What will the woman do?
Number 12.
I'm so broke. I can't even afford to go out to dinner on Jane's birthday.
Why don't you get a job? I work 5 evenings a week at the local diner.
5? With exams coming up? You must be crazy.
What does the woman imply?
Number 13.
Where are you going in such a rush?
Our assignments have to be handed in at the office by 5 o'clock. Have you handed yours in yet?
I had Lisa drop it off with hers.
What did the woman do with her assignment?
Number 14.
I have to prepare my presentation for tomorrow, so I need to go to the library and pick up some books before it closes.
But I just ordered some food for us. Can't you stay until it comes?
If you insist.
What will the woman probably do next?
Number 15.
It's raining. I guess that means we're not going to the zoo today.
We could go to the aquarium instead.
Fine by me.
What does the woman mean?
Number 16.
Have you got my class notes? I need them to finish my assignment tonight.
I left them on the counter in the kitchen. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess I'll have to stop by your place on the way home.
No, don't bother. I'll give my roommate a buzz and have him bring them here. What will the man probably do next?
Number 17.
Is something wrong with your computer?
No, I'm just waiting for this new editing tool to download.
Oh, is it anything I might be able to use?
I doubt it. It's for my science papers. What is the man doing?
Number 18.
Who sent you the flowers? They're beautiful.
Oh, they're not for me. They're for a friend.
It's nice of you to buy flowers for a friend.
She's recovering from major surgery.
What can be inferred from the conversation?
Number 19.
Did you get the books I left in your mailbox?
What books?
I came around on Tuesday to return them to you, but you were out, so I left them in the box.
Are you sure you put them in my mailbox? What does the man imply?
Number 20.
Are you going to Paul and May's wedding?
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Me neither. Let's hook up to buy them a present. We could get a nicer one if we pooled our money.
That's a great idea, only I've already bought them something. Who will go to the wedding?
Number 21.
Are you all set for the test tomorrow?
I think so. I've read everything over and over, so if I don't know it now, I never will.
Lucky you. I expect I'll be up all night cramming, as usual.
What will the woman do tonight?
Number 22.
I think I left my wallet in the cab.
Oh, no. Are you sure? Did you check your bag?
Yes, of course. I'll just go through it again. Oh, what's this?
I thought so. Put it in your pocket and let's go. We're late as it is.
What happened to the wallet?
Number 23.
Can you check the map and tell me how far from the off-ramp we are?
Let's see. It looks like it's another 30 miles, so we've got 30 minutes to go.
At this rate, it's more likely to take an hour.
I think the traffic will clear once we're out of the city limits. What can be inferred from the conversation?
Number 24.
You're all dressed up. Are you going on an interview?
Yeah, but I'm not looking forward to it. Dr. Curtis said that there are 30 students applying from our department to this company. Why is the man worried about the interview?
Number 25.
It's going to be a long train ride.
It sure is. I'm glad I remembered my book.
Oh, no. I didn't think to bring one. What is the man's problem?
Number 26.
It's always so crowded here on weekends. Why don't we come back during the week?
It's not that bad. I'll hit the deli counter and you go get the stuff from the dairy section. We can meet in the checkout line in 10 minutes.
Where does this conversation take place?
Number 27.
Are you going for a jog after work?
I don't know. It's so hot.
You can say that again.
What does the woman mean?
Number 28.
Have you moved in yet?
No, we fixed the date for next Saturday.
Come over to my place before you buy anything for the house. I've been posted overseas and I'll be getting rid of everything.
What will the man do next Saturday?
Number 29.
I'm so sick of my bank. Look, They've charged me $20 for a replacement card.
You should use mine. Their charges are almost non-existent, and their internet banking is excellent.
How did you find out about them? What does the man want to know?
Number 30.
What a beautiful day! Shall we have lunch in the park?
I'd like nothing better. But didn't we promise to help Emily with her law paper in the library this lunchtime?
We could always take the books with us. What does the man suggest they do?
This is the end of Part A. Go on to the next page.